What's happening, people? Just gone 5 minutes past nine here at Trickstar Radio. We are back inside the building once again, and we have a very special guest in the building. I'm thrilled to have him inside. Someone who I have had the pleasure of playing football with numerous times.
Yeah.
Someone who I have got so much time for musically. Whenever I play one of your tunes, it puts me into a good mood. Man Like Diggs is in the building. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well, my friend. Thank you so much for that intro. It's good to be back in Brighton. I've missed this place so much, man.
It's really good to see you, sir. It really is.
I mean, likewise.
You've been off globetrotting recently. You've been running around all over the gaff.
Yeah.
Talk to me about your last few weeks, because it's looked crazy.
Yeah. So I've just come back from Albania literally yesterday, which was one of the most unique places to put on a festival. So shout out to the guys at Hospitality on the Beach, who put on a 5-day festival there. And in the last few weeks, I've been in, all over the place, man. I was in New Zealand earlier last month in May. Month before, I was in Mexico. So yeah, since the restrictions have sort of been lifted, and particularly around the world as well, people are starting to open up quite a lot. Other countries, we're starting to get super busy, man. And so it's a bit of a blessing at the moment. You know, I can't lie. It's been great.
It's awesome, man. It's awesome to see. And obviously, we had you on the show. I think about two years ago now.
I think it was January, February 2020. Yeah, so just before the lockdown.
I remember you were one of the last shows we actually did before the lockdown came in. And it's been so kind of fun, obviously, watching everything you've been getting into, watching the kind of growth more than anything else as well. And just seeing that explosion of what you've been doing, like in regards to like the booking side of things. I've got to say, how do you find the energy, bro? Because whenever I see videos of you performing, you're not just stood still. You're jumping around. You're doing everything. You're doing everything from vocaling to obviously DJing as well. You're in the mix of it. Yeah. How do you find the energy to do it to that higher standard?
Yeah, well, mate, I really appreciate that. I mean, to be honest with you, lots of coffee. I'm having one now.
Big up format.
Big up format upstairs, man. That's an absolutely beautiful latte. It's very, very nice. Do you know what? I love this music so much, and I'm still... You know, I signed to Hospital in 2018. I'm still very much in the fledgling era of my career. So, you know, it still feels very, very new to me. Obviously, the pandemic, being locked down for almost 2 years, that's made a massive difference in terms of the energy levels, I think, not just for myself, but for a lot of artists, where we've come back with even more of, you know, a reinvigorated mindset and this kind of desperation to get on stage and perform and have fun. So, you know, I'm very, very lucky to be surrounded by a lot of good people, signed to a fantastic label with Hospital. So I guess that, you know, a culmination of those things is what gives me the energy. And it's a lot of traveling,
I was going to say, you globetrot, bro. You are about, like, I remember every single time I see you, it's always, I was in Greece last week, and then I was in Middlesbrough the day before that, or something mad like that. Where's the craziest place you've been so far that you were like, what? I had no idea this would be a thing.
I mean, probably Mexico I think it was really the end of February. That was in a place called Tulum.
Okay.
Which is a very like eco-friendly, very much in touch with the environment area of Mexico. And that was incredible, being in like this kind of jungle beach area, playing drum and bass music to people that actually knew who you were. It was probably one of the most surreal experiences of my life, let alone even just jumping on a train for 7.5 hours and go down to Haverford West in Wales, which is in Pembrokeshire. And I didn't even know that they liked drum and bass down there. So, you know, this music is spreading around the world. I think that the pandemic and the lockdowns really helped, because I think more people were being a lot more, you know, they're trying to discover new things. And because obviously the scene is rising and is constantly becoming more globalized. You know, now that we've come out of it, I've really seen like a massive change in just how many new cities and new countries are now places that we will hopefully be regularly playing in from now on.
It's awesome, man. It's so cool to see.
I mean,
alongside all of this, obviously with all this sort of touring around the world, you're going to all these incredible places, you're playing to incredible like groups of fans as well. Over these 2 years, you've still put out a fair bit of music. You've still put out a fair few bangers. Talk to me about how you, again, it's back. What this balance? It must be a crazy sort of scenario to be in, because I know you're rushing off directly after this to get back on job. So
correct.
Talk to me about the balance. How do you find that to make it work?
Yeah, I mean, I was very lucky, because before I did music, I worked in sales. I've been a delivery driver. I've done all sorts of jobs, but particularly my last roles were kind of, I wasn't able to do them without being super organized.
Okay.
So I just kind of used the same system. So I know on Instagram, it kind of looks chaotic. It's like 1 minute I'm here, 1 minute I'm doing this. Like today I'm now going to shoot a music video for something I know we're probably going to talk about a little bit later. But, you know, I'm just hyper organized as much as I can be. I try and be quite surgical with my diary, and so I find the more I plan, the easier it is. Obviously, in music, things come up out of nowhere, yeah, of and course. It kind of throws you off. And even just one or two little things throwing you off, it just completely changes
you. A cable not working can completely ruin your day.
I mean, it really does.
It can send you a completely other direction.
Absolutely. But, you know, but in terms of music, I make sure that I dedicate a couple of days a week to studio time, to writing, to learning new things, whether that's production, to even just practicing instruments like guitars and piano, just to give myself enough time to improve my skills and not just focus on obviously the live element of it, which is, you know, it looks like fun and partying, and it really is, but it's really important to do the other stuff too, because otherwise you won't get the gigs and the bookings. So for me, it's just trying to plan as much as I can in advance, and obviously trying to mitigate all the crazy stuff that kind of pops up out of nowhere, like, you know, like an interview here or a bit of press here, or, you know, like maybe a sponsorship here. So it is, I treat this as much like any other job, you know. I think a lot of artists do, to be honest. Yeah. You know, I think it's really,
it's something
important.
I've noticed, especially in D&B, in drum and bass in general. Like, it's, you see other scenes developing, and I definitely think, from an outside perspective at least, it definitely feels like D&B as a whole. And when I say D&B, I mean all the subgenres, everything under that big kind of bracket. It feels like the people that are doing it full time, they're not just playing shows. This is a full time. This is a life. This is a career. This is, and it feels like it comes across in D&B a lot more than sort of other sounds a lot of the time.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I'm not being disparaging to anyone that makes, you know, more popular music, but you can put out an album, tour it for 4 or 5 months, and then just kind of sit around and have the financial backup to be able to do that. Drum and bass, obviously, economically, the money isn't anywhere near as big as it is in other kind of bigger forms of dance music, and even just generally music in general. So it requires a lot more hustle.
Yeah.
And I think
creativity as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the people that get to the rise to the top of this game tend to be the most industrious, tend to be the most flexible, the most adaptable people. And, you know, I'm very, very lucky to be, you know, shouts to people like Groove Rider and Mampy Swift and the Ragga Twins, who, you know, are people that have been around for a long, long time, who I chat to very, very regularly. And those are the guys I look up to. You know, those are the people I look up to, because those are the ones that have diversified themselves as not just recording artists, but, you know, Groove is on BBC Radio 1, and Mampy Swift has got his own record label, Charge, and the Ragga Twins have done everything from acid house to jungle. And so it just shows that just being a drum and bass artist isn't enough.
Yeah.
And particularly now in the age of social media, you know, some of the great new artists that are coming through, like A Little Sound or Dusky, they're huge on TikTok. They're huge on different, you know, media platforms. And that's also, you know, a point of inspiration for someone like me, because it just proves that there are different revenue streams that you can get, and there is a way to tie this all together. But it is a hustle, man. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
This is the thing. And obviously, when people are looking through the social feeds, they see, people see the highlights on
social feeds. You live your best life on social media,
literally,
man.
Easy to kind of go, oh, I wish I was doing that. But just remember, there has been a ton of hustle that has gone into this. It's not just happened overnight. I do want to quickly talk about releases, though. I want to quickly talk about a release which came out, I think, might have been last year, might have been a little bit before last year. And it's one of the more sort of abstract ones from yourself. It's Just What Lovers Do. This is a tune that we were loving here on the station when it came out. We were running it on playlist every single day. It's such a warm tune. The whole arrangement of it's fantastic. Just give me a bit of a brief story behind how this one came together.
Yeah, so I mean, that's off the mixtape that was put out at kind of midway through the point of 2021, when we were still kind of in lockdown. The mixtape was a follow-up to my first mixtape, which was out on 2018, but out on Osport Records in 2018. But this time around, it was a slightly longer project. It was geared towards the kind of at-home market. You know, it was less about ravey music. So that's why this tune in particular is a hip-hop tune, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it was with one of my favourite artists growing up, Dynamite MC. So shouts to Dyna, who absolutely smacked it on his verse. And it's just, the track is just literally about trying to be a good person and ignoring all the hate that comes with kind of being in a scene like this, and, you know, try not to read into negativity too much. And I think during the lockdown, a lot of people went through, you know, mental health issues and depression. And, you know, I really feel, and shouts to anyone that's listening that has been through those kind of things, because I think lockdown really exacerbated and really amplified some issues that people may have had, or precursors, and, you know, like a precursor or whatever it is. So yeah, it was nice to write this song, and it was great because it was released as one of the singles, and it was produced as well with my little brother Matt Mariuki. So shouts to him, and obviously was playlisted quite well. So I mean, it was on New Music Friday. So that was like a point of pride for us as a family. We've made music together, me and my brother, for 15 plus years. So. You know, it was a sense of achievement. So yeah, we're really happy with this one.
Awesome, man! I can't wait to get into it again. We were running it on playlist all the time. It's got such a warm kind of feeling to it. Perfect for the mornings as well. This one, obviously, alongside Dynamite MC and Mariuki. We're going to get into it now, and then following on from that, we're going to get into a chat about the Hospitality podcast, which I cannot wait to discuss, and a couple of other bits as well, which we're going to be very excited to jump into. Keep it locked. Just gone 9:15 here. We're live on Trickstar Radio. Don't go anywhere. 9:20 here, Trickstar Radio. We're back inside the building. Welcome back to the show, my friends. This is the interview hour, talking to legends of the game, legends in the making, and one of those is sat opposite us right about now. A man like Degs is in the building, and it's great to see you, sir. I can't lie, it really, really is. Always bring a good vibe to the studio whenever I see you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Obviously, I spoke very briefly about playing football together. Yeah. We've played together a fair few times for different teams. Yeah. Are you still playing now, or is it just a case of you are too busy?
It's just too busy. I would love to play more. You know, playing football, I mean, I'd love to play. I enjoy setting goals up for you, for example. I've always been an assist king. That was my kind of my vibe, man. And I think I've literally played once on a Tuesday in the last 3 months, which is a shame because
you miss it, don't you? You do
I miss it so much. I mean, I love football in all forms, you know, whether watching it, but particularly playing it as well. It's one thing in this industry is really important to stay as healthy as you can.
Yeah,
there's no better cardio, in my opinion, than football because it's stop start, the change of direction, the stamina that it takes to play even 20 minute halves on a 6-a-side pitch. There's nothing like it, and then just the camaraderie of being with your pals and after winning and just or even just losing after losing a game 2-1 and how much it just kills you for a week until you're just itching to get back on that pitch.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I miss it all, man. I miss the culture behind it. So hopefully, I mean, after the kind of the summer festival season, things start to calm down and you start doing the UK club runs, I should be able to start playing a little bit more regularly.
Well, I look forward to playing ball again.
Yeah, man.
So there's been a big change recently for yourself, which was, you know what, when I saw this announced, I was like, yes, this makes so much sense. The Hospitality podcast. Obviously, you've been kind of doing the Deg show for a while. You've been doing this sort of live, sort of essentially video streaming podcast type thing for a while. What was the conversation that came across when this happened? How did it come together?
Yeah, so I mean, it really did come out of nowhere. I had absolutely no indication. I started the Degscast during lockdown as, again, a way to alleviate boredom, kind of for my own mental health. I'm the kind of person that needs to stay busy in order to feel fulfilled and to feel satisfied in my life. So you can imagine as the lockdown happened, it was a huge change, you know, not just for myself, for absolutely everyone around the world. But for people with busy brains like me, it was, it sucked, man. It really did. So I started a podcast and it really, really helped. It obviously went a lot better than I expected it to. So, you know, there was nothing after that. You know, after the kind of, we opened up it on July 19th last year, I had to kind of pull back a little bit from the Degscast because obviously the Degscast, I was doing all the video editing, I was doing everything myself, curating the show, everything, absolutely everything that you saw was all just done by me on 3 iPhone cameras, on a copy of OBS, and that's it. And so, you know, kind of a few months after that, a hospital just got in contact and said, look, we have this studio here. We'd love you to take over the Hospital podcast. Tony's been running it now for over 20 years, over 400 episodes. So, you know, shouts to London Elec. He's done an absolutely terrific job. But he now wants to pull back a little bit. And we just think that you're the best candidate for it. So do you want to take it on? And I think for me, my first thought was, of course I do. But, you know, how much work do I have to edit it and everything? They said, like, we're going to deal with absolutely everything for you. All you got to do is curate music, find stuff that you like, talk about things that you like, and just have a bit of fun. And that just, you know, those are all golden words.
It sounds like the dream sort
of
scenario.
It's just the dream, man. So,
I mean, again, this is, when you kind of look at what this podcast is, because labels have podcasts, labels have their shows. Mm-hmm. Like, near enough, every established label does have their own kind of form of that long-form media thing
of course, they do.
Yeah. But the Hospital podcast is quite an established, like, legendary thing within D&B. Like, it's a platform where if a tune gets featured on it, everyone you know is going to post about their tune getting featured on there. Mm-hmm. So do you ever feel it's like quite a, like, do you ever feel like a kind of burden with it where it's like you have to make it good?
Yeah, but you know, Hospital are very, they're great as a label. They're very good at, you know, because I've built up a working relationship and also like a social relationship with them over the last 4 or 5 years. they're very good at reading me, and they know that all I need to do is just feel comfortable in myself to be able to succeed. So they said, don't read into it too much. One of the things I really love doing on the hospital podcast, just because of what you mentioned about people reposting stuff if their music gets played, is supporting artists that are up and coming. So I have a submission email called dubsfordegs@gmail.com, which is a carryover from the Degscast. And, you know, I pick a tune each podcast from that sort of like show run called the Degsclusive, which is I can't take credit for it. That was actually Harry Smith, who's the label manager at hospital. So yeah, shouts to Harry, man. He was the guy that come up with that. And that's a great feeling, because you see how excited people get. You know, on the Degscast, we played some music and we got a few artists. So I say we got a few artists, and that's a completely wrong way of saying it. Artists were signed after being seen on the Degscast, which is a really nice feeling for me. Because, you know, I spent 10 years in this game before even getting a sniff of one of the bigger record labels like Hospital. So to be able to be any sort of platform or give anyone any sort of leg up is a really good feeling. And what basically drum and bass is all about, you know, supporting each other and having this kind of pluralistic community that we can all help each other in. So, the Hospital podcast is I certainly feel the pressure, there's no doubt about it, but because it is very, very similar to the Degscast in many respects, it actually kind of feels like a continuation of that.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You know, Hospital make me feel very, very comfortable doing it, and being able to curate the podcast every couple of weeks and support artists that maybe might not get support, plus also playing new music from Hospital, I get all the promos and stuff, so that feels really great as well. And it's just like a fun podcast where I get to showcase just how good this music is and just how varied the spectrum of drum and bass is. And, you know, I'm very, very proud of this music. I'm very proud that it's UK music that encapsulates a lot of communities and the history of this music coming from black and ethnic minority communities and spreading and becoming music that basically everyone from every background, no matter where you come from, you can be a part of it. You know, it's something I'm really, really proud of, man. So to be part of a podcast that celebrates that is amazing.
Awesome, man. It's good to see. And I tell you what, I've watched a couple of the episodes. Mm. I've never seen someone slide into a role so immediately and go, I'm surprised you weren't already doing it. Yeah. Like, that's what it looks like.
It looks like
you've been doing it for 20 years. That's
thank
kind of
so
how it
much,
looks.
Honestly.
But yeah, obviously, we've got a couple of other bits I want to dive into whilst we've got you. Obviously, you're rushing off to London directly after this on video duty.
Yeah.
I feel there's a bit of a surprise on the way this Friday, perhaps.
Yeah. So tomorrow, there's a new single called Still Messed Up. It's out on Hospital Records. It's a track maybe a little bit different than what people are maybe used to from me. It's a little bit more somber, a little bit more moody, but it's still with hopefully the same kind of character that you kind of expect with my music. It's a track I'm really excited by, because, you know, it's one of those tracks that came together really quickly in the studio. The campaign with Hospital came together really, really quickly. And not to say that we rushed it or anything like that. It was just one of those projects where, you know, it just feels right. And even if it doesn't do that well, it's you know, something we're all really happy with. And hopefully it will do well. If it doesn't, it's just a piece of music that we just love creating art at the end of the day. And this is actually technically my first solo release of the year.
Okay.
Because I put out so much music last year. Well, in 2020 and 2021, so much music out. I'm trying to dial back a little bit.
I remember it was a very kind of
It was lockdown. It was lockdown, man. Yeah, you know what I mean? And my creative juices were flowing. But yeah, this is the kind of the start of a lot of new music that's coming this year and in 2023 as well. Potentially as well, album number two. We think we're probably looking at late next year. Don't know if I'm actually allowed to say that, but I don't really care. It's been said now. So, yeah.
It's breakfast. That's what it's all
breakfast,
about.
Breakfast, man. You know, I don't mean, most D&B heads aren't even awake by this time anyway. So, but yeah, it is, you know, it's, I'm super excited about this. It's the start of many things coming from the label. And, you know, I'm going to be with Hospital for the foreseeable future. So I'm really, really happy with everything that they do for me, and they're a fantastic label to be behind. They've been very, very supportive of this single. So, so look out. There's going to be a lot for people to get stuck into starting from tomorrow.
Amazing, basically. Man. Well, yeah. You can hear that tune on Fresh Fridays tomorrow morning. Yep. We're going to be running it up as part of our special that we're doing live from upstairs, which should be really, really cool. I'm looking forward to hearing it. I'm looking forward to breaking it down on the show. It should be very, very fun indeed. We are going to round off with a tune that goes by the name Can We Talk. Now, this is one that you said we should play today, which I'm very excited to get into it. Obviously, New Tone and Dusky on the production side of things. Just a brief introduction to this one before we round. sound off.
Yeah, so this track, literally, Can We Talk, was written, it was actually written after I spoke to a friend of mine who reached out to me. I hadn't actually seen him, and I'm not going to mention him on the radio, of course, you know, confidentiality, but the reason why I wrote this tune is that he'd reached out to me and the first time in about 3 years and said, look, I'm really inspired by your music, but I'm kind of going through some issues myself. You know, would you mind having a phone conversation at some point? And of course, so we had this, you know, 4-hour catch up on the phone, just sitting in my flat in the middle of lockdown. And we came out of it, both of us, like, in a really positive way. So that's why I ended up writing this tune. I think it is really important to talk to each other. He came with it he approached me to help him, but actually he really helped me. He really made me realize that actually I should pick up the blower to my friends, and I should like check on people and make sure they're okay, but also for myself, like, make sure that, okay, I've had a bit of a down day, there's nothing wrong with picking up the phone and, you know, asking your mates how you are. So New Tone Smash the production, Dusky's done an amazing job with the verse, and yeah, we're again really happy with this one, man.
Amazing,
so.
Man, well, we're going to jump into this one next, Degs. I've got to say, it is always an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Hopefully you get back to kicking ball soon as well.
Definitely
best of luck with everything on the way. I know you are jetting all around the place over the next few days, so obviously I look forward to catching up with you, and yeah, we'll chat again soon.
Yeah, man, thank you so much for having me back, and I'm sure I'll be back soon.
There we go. I can't wait. We're gonna get into this one now then, Degs. This one goes by the name Can We Talk, New Tone and Dusky featuring as well. Following on from that, we're gonna get into today's edition of The Pull Up, looking at all the latest dancehall bangers to land this week. Just gone 9:30 here on Trickstar Radio. This is Breakfast with Kovu, signing out from the interview hour. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere. We're in the building till 10.